We have news today that a jury has been selected in the Boston Marathon bombing trial after 2 months of jury selection ended this afternoon. Opening statements are scheduled to start tomorrow. 21-year-old Jahar Sanayev has pled not guilty to joining his older brother in placing bombs that killed three people at the finish line and injured hundreds more, then killing an MIT police officer before a wild chase in which his brother was killed. One question is, will he now change his plea to guilty to avoid the death penalty? Full disclosure, many listeners know I knew the defendant, as did many in this area. He was at one time a popular high schooler. And prospective jurors in the juror pool said they thought he was guilty. Reporter David Boeri of our home station WBUR is at the courthouse. David, start there. Both sides had to winnow down that huge pool today. What does the jury look like?
10 women and 8 men are on that jury, Robin. There are not very many young people on the jury. What we know, we learned during the process of individual questioning called voir dire of all those jurors that we kept, some 256 jurors that we witnessed voir dire from. So we went back to our notes when we found out who was on the jury. It's interesting, 3 of them said earlier that they presumed that he was guilty. That actually runs low. 15 of the jurors said they were unsure about his guilt. Also interesting is that a couple of these jurors expressed the fact they don't follow the news media and they don't believe whatever we have to say. Also of interest, at least two of these jurors have said that they thought life in prison might be worse than the death penalty. One woman said she worried about those who were wrongfully convicted. She wasn't against the death penalty, but she really worried about people who got the death penalty wrong. That's all interesting. And then there are 2 particularly of personal interest, I guess you would say. One, a woman who worked in the Islamic Center here in Boston at the time of the bombings. Someone who said that she didn't believe anything she read in the media. And another person, an Iranian, the son of a woman who converted from Islam to the Baha'i faith, was persecuted in Iran and came to this country. He, too, said that he wasn't sure that the death penalty was better than life in prison. He thought that might be worse than the death penalty. He might be merciful.
Well, this is fascinating. So many different opinions. And, you know, as we know, the defense coming in had claimed that they couldn't get a fair trial in this area because it was saturated with coverage of the trial. But as you're saying, there are people who were picked for the jury who claim not to have seen anything about it.
There's some who have said that. And, of course, as you say, this has been the ongoing controversy here. The defense has said and said repeatedly there's no way that Tsarnaev could get a fair trial in this area because of all the publicity, the pretrial publicity, but also for another reason, which is these attacks were attacks on the marathon, on the city of Boston, and on eastern Massachusetts, so that everyone in this area was targeted as a victim, and these people could not be fair and impartial. They've taken it to motions, 4 motions now to get the judge to move the trial elsewhere, 2 appeals. They've lost on all of them, and it looks like tomorrow opening statements begin, and this trial is just moving forward.
Look, there's an assumption, David, as you well know, by people that there's video, that security camera video that purported to show the two brothers at the place of the bombing. They ran away. That the not guilty claim would be just considered ridiculous by a jury. And some people are thinking that that's part of why that claim might change to a guilty plea. Your thoughts on what might happen?
We had a little insight into this yesterday during the arguments at a hearing in which the defense wants to stop the government from showing autopsy photos of the victims. And that tells you what is likely to come. This is going to be nothing short of horrific. It's going to be done for effect, obviously, because the government wants to prosecute him and they want the death penalty. They have 17 charges out of the 30 involve the death penalty. And so they want to convince the jury that he deserves the death penalty. We're going to see some horrific stuff. From Tsarnaev's standpoint and his defense looking at this, the government's case is so overwhelming that one of the dangers they have, and in fact the defense said yesterday out front, this is all about sentencing. In other words, conceding that they're not going to win the first phase of this trial.
Right.
But that Tsarnaev might be able to win sympathy, by simply pleading guilty now, and then they move to the second phase to determine whether or not he receives a death penalty or life in prison. If he does it now, he can say, I took responsibility. I have shortened this process. I have spared the families, the relatives, the survivors of this ordeal. So
we'll
that would argue that for him to say, I've done it, and then he goes forward.
We'll see what happens. WBUR senior reporter David Boeri at the courthouse as the Boston Marathon bombing trial is now set to begin tomorrow. David, thank you.
You're welcome, Robin.